We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Crossover! Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over. Absolutely.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
I mean, John, you just, I mean, you want to come in and talk about
what up?
Inbounds plays here? I mean, that was, I wish you could have,
I know, I wonder if I can find them online.
I'm telling you, anybody that watched the end of the Penn-Villanova game last night, Penn's formations to try to inbound the basketball literally looked like you were watching, like, Washington State and Mike Leach, like, devise a play.
It's a great way to get the ball in to a shooter that you know you want
get
at the foul
very
line.
End, Josh. Get to the
even earlier than I guess their last shot probably.
Would have been the second to last inbounds play with about 6 seconds left.
Okay, so this is just highlights. So hopefully, did they score on that inbounds play?
No, yeah, they probably didn't.
Boo! Come on, YouTube.
But what they would like send three guys on a go route.
Right.
But they would leak the guy they wanted to funnel the ball into to be the free throw shooter. They'd kind of leak him behind, and so you had a natural pick. And then he would just do a little crossing route right in front of the inbounds guy, and the inbounds guy hit him. He gets fouled, go to the free throw line, make your free throws, win the game.
Wasn't there a story
I
swear I saw a video of somebody ran a baseline out of bounds play where one of the four players got on all fours and started like
barking. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody turned and looked at him and they slipped someone to the basket
and they scored
and won the game.
Who did that?
I can't remember. I just know at some point.
It's got to be on YouTube.
Yes.
Somebody, I do remember that.
Barking baseline out of bounds play. A guy got down and barked and you could tell everybody was just like.
See, I had this.
I want to say it was a small college.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
so
speaking. Imagine having to be the guy that barks and then it doesn't work.
That's embarrassing.
Just imagine that. Bro. Just be like, let's go inside the hub. Like,
all right, let's figure it out.
You're gonna bark.
Who's gonna be the designated barker? Who's the designated barker for Creighton?
Are they practicing the barking in practice?
Like, all right, let's just go down the line. Who can? Because you know they'll practice who's got like the best arm
right.
to throw like a baseball pass or whatever. They're figuring out everybody's ability to bark.
Who's Creighton's best barker and who's Nebraska's best barker?
But everybody, I mean, you just
can you imagine Brady Hyman,
yeah,
getting down on his hands and knees.
Dubio KK last year would have barked and would have just terrified everyone. But do you remember when? Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it happened. This is a real thing.
What is the game?
I love it.
What was the game?
It looks like high school, but there's multiple. There's barking dog plays.
Oh, you know that someone copied
The whistle blows, and immediately this guy gets on all fours and crawls through the defender's legs.
Dude, that is pretty amazing. So
like you said, though, if that didn't work, how embarrassing.
Well, it's like the play that we laughed at the play that Lou put in.
The merry-go-round play.
To beat St. Joe's when Doug hit the game winner, Creighton just the inbounder and then the four guys just ran in a circle.
Like a merry-go-round.
Like literally like a merry-go-round.
And
ran
then
in
they
a
peeled
circle.
Doug off.
Yeah, and then
he kind of spun off the merry-go-round.
Grant would kind of slap the ball and everybody would just turn and screen for Doug and Doug would pop out.
All right, I found the highlights of this game online, so I'm going to try to find the.
It's unbelievable.
Let's see. All right, there's the game winner. All right, I remember watching this.
We were laughing about this
stream.
On the plane, John. Remember we were laughing about it. Look, they're all running in a circle. They're all, and then boom,
and he popped out.
And we were laughing about it because Lou was like, "Tell me what you." And he put in this play.
Yes,
and we were like, "Come on, what?
Let's get up here."
They ran it.
Is this 6. It?
6.9.
Oh god, here we go, yes. John. Are we going to hear the call
for a long time?
He got it and won! Holy cow, McDermott!
You guys were awesome.
It was
that
an and one? John and I, the amount of screams that were uttered in Doug's senior year was just like
a lot of screaming that year.
Wes Craven scream.